Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Life. National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, City of the Dream, was written by Joseph Mindell. This is the bread of affliction, which our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Let him who is hungry come and eat. Let him who is needy come and make a Passover. For we were slaves, and now we are free. This is a story of Leon Jolson, a story of deliverance and of America, and it has a happy ending. One of the very happy moments in this story occurred on a day in April 1952 in an office at Columbia University.
The university is happy to accept your offer, Mr. Jolson.
I'm happy too.
These two fellowships you're establishing, they're for graduate study at Columbia.
Yes. I would like them to be given to former displaced persons. You see, I
understand, Mr. Jolson. You don't have to explain.
Please, I want to explain. Look, I got this today. My citizenship papers.
Oh, my best wishes and congratulations, Mr. Jolson.
I do not know if I can explain. 5 years ago, I came to America, a displaced person. Today, I have a place. I am a citizen of the United States. My heart is full of thanks. That is why I am here now.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jolson, I ask this myself because I want to know. You don't have to answer, but there are many ways in which a man can show his gratitude. You chose this way, the fellowship.
What better way is there than to encourage learning, knowledge? America means freedom, and I think there can be no freedom without knowledge and understanding. I saw millions suffer and die, but I was saved, and I want to give thanks.
A Psalm of David. I waited for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. Five years earlier, in 1947, Leon Jolson stood at the rail of a ship docking in New York Harbor.
Oh. Anna, the crying.
Only a little, Leon.
The ship will dock soon. All those years, you never cried.
I've finished. I have no handkerchief.
Oh, here.
There, you see, no more tears. Oh, New York is so big. Bigger than Warsaw.
Warsaw is dead. A ruin. What did we know of Warsaw? The ghetto, the concentration camps. Don't think about the past anymore.
Leon, maybe I'm afraid to think of the future.
You don't have to be afraid. We're in America.
America is big. We don't know anyone.
Don't worry. Look, we have money. $8 American dollars.
How much food will it buy?
We'll see, Anna.
Where will we sleep tonight?
We'll manage. Anna, the first thing we must do is to stop talking in poetry and learn English.
Oh.
From now on, we will talk to each other only in English.
Oh, you know I can't.
Say what I've taught you.
Do I have to, Leon?
Of course. How else will you become an American citizen? Come on, Anna. In English.
Hello. Oh, I've forgotten, Leon.
Listen again, Anna. Hello. My name is Leon Jolson. Hello, my name is Leon Jolson.
I'm Mrs. Berger of United Service for New Americans. Now, is there any way I can help you?
Please?
Do you have friends or relatives here? Have you a place to stay?
I don't speak English very well. Do you speak Polish?
Polish? No, I'm afraid I don't speak Polish. I know a little Yiddish. Ihr hat und Freund.
Anna, here's Yiddish.
Ja. A Bruder, a Schwester.
Wir haben kein Freund, so. Aber
oh, it's all right. We'll find a place for you. Betty, we'll need a hotel room for tonight for Mr. and Mrs. Jolson.
Yes, Mrs. Berger.
Ich habe 8 Dollar.
Oh, you'll need your money, Mr. Jolson. Ihr werdet uns zurückgeben, das Geld. You can pay it back when you get a job. Oh, you're crying, Mrs. Jolson. Oh, you don't have to cry.
Anna.
I am happy to be in a free land.
It was a sleety day in February of 1947, and Anna wept, but they were happy. The United Service for New Americans found an apartment and paid a month's rent. Leon Jolson bought a kit of tools and went to work at what he knew best.
Yes?
Sewing needles? Thread?
No. Oh, well, maybe some needles. One package.
Ah.
Oh, wait, these are sewing machine needles.
Uh-huh. Sewing machine.
Then I don't want them.
You have machine?
Sure, but it doesn't work.
Oh. Maybe I look.
Well, no use looking. The repairman around the corner couldn't fix it.
Well, maybe I fix.
You don't look like a mechanic to me. Oh, well, I suppose there's no harm in trying. Come in. Now, here it is.
Sure.
You see, it starts all right, and then it jams.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, be careful. Oh, I hope you know what you're doing. Can you put that back again?
Fixed.
So fast? Oh, let me try it. Oh, you really fixed it. Young man, you ought to be in the sewing machine business.
Before war in Poland, I am in business.
Oh.
When Nazis come, they make a big prison factory to sew, coat for soldiers.
Uniform.
Yes, uniform for German army. I fix 1,000 machines every day. Please. Now you buy needles?
Sure. I'll take 2 packages. And when you open your shop, let me know.
I let you know. But first I study American machine. You have books about sewing machines?
You'll find them on the far side of the room under technology.
There?
That's right.
Oh, I look already. You have more?
More?
Uh-huh.
This library has the biggest technical collection in the city.
I know, but...
But what?
They are in English. Maybe there are books about sewing machines in Polish or in Yiddish.
Maybe, but we don't have any.
Then I read in English. Please, you give me books with pictures. Many pictures.
not sleeping, Leah.
No, Anna.
Was it the dream? Did it wake you again?
No, not this time. I was thinking.
In English. Oh, it's the books, the English books, all week they've kept you awake.
The books? Maybe. Anna, it's too slow this way.
I don't know what you're talking about, but what's the hurry?
I sell a few needles, some thread. I fix a few machines. A shop on the dining room table.
They have a place to live, food to eat.
I'm not complaining, only we need a little store with a shop in the back.
How will we pay the rent for an apartment in a store?
I don't know, but I want to do more.
More?
There must be some greater need I can provide. Something new, something different. Anna, that sewing machine from Italy. Don't you remember when we had our business in Poland before the war? Now, with a store. A little store to begin with, and such a machine. A man could... Are you listening, Anna?
Every word.
If a machine satisfies some need of some people, then they will buy it no matter where it's made. My thoughts are keeping you awake, too, Anna.
I'm listening, Leon.
Anna, do you know where I was today? In court.
No! Leon, what happened? What do they want of you?
I didn't mean to frighten you. I went to get my first papers. We're going to be citizens of the United States.
Oh, Leon! Well, I never thought it would be so soon.
That'll take 5 years, but this is how you begin.
Oh, do you know what? I must really learn English. I wish you a good night.
To hear you speak, a person would think you were born in America.
Oh, it's you.
I think I open the sewing machine store soon.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. But my machine runs so good since you fixed it, I can't give you any business.
Tell me, please. With your machine, you fix stockings?
You mean, can I darn socks?
Uh-huh.
Well, I could if I had the extra attachment.
Ah. You make embroidery?
Well, there's an extra attachment for that, too.
There is extra attachment to sew on buttons, to make seams that do not show?
Blind seams?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe. But I'll tell you something. A woman has to be a mechanic to understand all those gadgets.
If you have a machine to do the things with no attachments, you like it, huh?
Who wouldn't? But I never saw a sewing machine like that. I don't suppose there is one, is there? Is there?
I want to speak, please, to Mr. Bronson.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Johnson, but he does not know me.
Mr. Bronson is in conference.
Oh. Then Mr. Peters.
Mr. Peters is in conference.
You said yesterday the same thing.
They are usually very busy, sir. Would you care to leave a message?
Maybe I can speak to Mr. Bronson 1 minute about a new sewing machine.
I'm sorry, sir. He sees no one without an appointment.
Oh, then let me make an appointment.
If you'll write a letter explaining the nature of your business with Mr. Bronson...
I have written.
Oh. Oh, then you have an appointment.
No. Mr. Bronson wrote that he is very busy. I want to see Mr. Bronson, please.
You're the man who telephoned yesterday.
I have telephoned every day in this week.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Jolson.
Jolson, I'm afraid you're wasting your time.
I have much time.
Mr. Bronson almost never sees anyone without an appointment.
Almost, but sometimes he does, huh?
Well...
Then I will wait.
You're a persistent man, Mr. Joseph.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bronson.
Oh, not at all. I give you credit for it. Now, let me give you some advice. Been in the sewing machine business for 25 years.
My father was in this business, and his father.
In Europe. It's different here.
I do not think so. Only the machine is different.
The American machines are well established. You can't expect to displace them.
Well, that is not what I want to do. I want to fill a need that exists.
Jolson, I tell you this is my considered opinion. There is no possible market in America for such a machine.
I thank you for the advice.
But you're not going to take it, are you?
No.
What makes you so sure you're right?
I do not know if I'm right.
Still, you try to do what no other businessman has ever thought of doing.
Mr. Bronson, a long time ago, I read in the Talmud, and I've always remembered, no man knows by what he will earn his living. That is why I need help, Mrs. Berger.
It's what the United Service for New Americans is for.
I've talked with the women who come to my shop, and many have said they would like to buy such a sewing machine.
Well, it sounds encouraging.
Mrs. Berger, I must tell you something else.
Yes?
I've also talked with sewing machine dealers. They all say I'm wrong about my idea.
Mr. Jolson, how long is it since you came to America?
It will be a year in February.
In so short a time, you've learned English, you've started your own business.
Only a little business.
But enough to support you and your wife. How much money will you need?
$2,000. Then I can order 4 machines so people can see them and what they can do.
I'll speak to the directors of the United Service for New America.
It's a good machine, Mrs. Berger.
We don't know much about machines.
And a good investment.
We invest in people. Mr. Jolson, I think you can order your machines.
Excuse me, these boxes are for me. Jolson.
Jolson? Machinery?
Yes. Can they take them?
Oh, not so fast, mister. There's an import duty on machinery, you know.
Oh, they are sewing machines.
There's still an import duty.
Well, I do not argue. If it is the law, I will pay. How much is the duty?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not the customs inspector.
Oh, sure I am.
How much is the import duty?
Mister, I don't know. These are the first sewing machines ever brought into the country for sale.
Anna, the machines are here.
Well, leave them there until after supper, Leo.
No, we have work to do. Anna, take the tablecloth away. I'll put the machines on the table.
Yes, but what about supper?
Ah, we'll eat while we work.
Oh.
There. Come in. Let us begin. Ah, you works fine.
You must be hungry, Leo.
What's for supper?
Oh, chicken, potatoes, soup.
Never mind the soup. Give me a chicken wing. And those pieces of cloth we cut up yesterday. Now, each piece, we make sample stitches of every kind the machine can do. Embroidery, monogram, zigzag, darning, blind seam. Everything. See? Like this. Good chicken, Leo. Hurry, Anna. We have 400 sample pieces to sew.
400? It'll take all night.
And maybe all day tomorrow, too.
We have to rest, Leon.
Anna, I have a list of 400 dealers in sewing machines. After we mail them the samples, we'll rest.
We'll try to rest while we wait for answers.
Sit down, Leon.
I can't sit. Too restless.
Sit down and listen to me. Now, we mailed the samples on Thursday. Today is Sunday. What do you expect? Miracles?
Not even one answer.
Leon, one miracle already happened to us. We are alive.
Yes, Anna. Anna, maybe there will be something Monday morning at the store, huh? Excuse me.
Are you Jolson?
Yes, this is my store. Is there something wrong?
What do you mean by sending out letters like this?
I don't understand.
Your sewing machine can do all these things without extra attachments.
Oh. Still, you came to see it.
Well, of course. I can't afford to take any chances. I came down to make sure your machine isn't that good.
I want to see this machine of yours, too, Mr. Jolson.
Gentlemen, please. One at a time.
All right.
If it does what I say it does, what then?
First we'll look, then we'll talk business.
They talk business. When the day ended, Leon Jolson held in his hand orders for 3,000 sewing machines. You might think that this is the end of the story. The story of a journey from the Warsaw Ghetto, a concentration camp of Lublin, to a successful business in America. No, there's more. There's the day that Leon Jolson came once more to the United Service for New America.
Congratulations, Mr. Jolson. You must be proud.
Mrs. Berger, I came to thank you.
I'm very happy for you.
And also to return this. Take it, please.
Oh, there's no hurry, you know. We can wait if you still need the money.
You have not counted.
It isn't necessary. All right, I'll count it. There's $3,000 here, Mr. Jolson.
Yes.
But you borrowed only $2,000.
There will be someone else who needs help.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Jolson.
Please do not be offended, Mrs. Berger, but I do not want you to thank me.
But you made a generous gift.
I'm not certain. Maybe it's not a gift, but part of the debt. I wanted to do this almost from the first day when you met us at the ship.
I think I know how you feel.
Do you? I've thought about it very often. Mrs. Berger, to earn one's living has more than one meaning.
Of course.
And then do not thank me. A man does not earn his living if he works only for himself.
Leon Jolson remembered well the statement of the sage Hillel. If I am not for myself, who will be? But if I am for myself only, what am I? And out of the will to serve, Leon Jolson observed his first anniversary as an American citizen by repaying his debt once again.
I want to establish a foundation that will help to bring about better understanding among different people. Sometimes I have a dream that wakes me in the night. A dream of the past and always the same. I see a city block encircled by soldiers. And all the people are being dragged from their homes. Then I wake up and I see the city of the dream. And it is not Warsaw. It is America. It is New York. I want to help people understand each other so that hatred and fear will not push us back into the city of the dream.
May perhaps be better expressed by symbols which take him beyond the moment and its necessities. 5 years ago, when the Jolsons came to live in Forest Hills in New York, Leon Jolson, who had been active in Jewish life in Europe and almost paid with his life, joined the Forest Hills Jewish Center and enrolled his little girl Barbara in the synagogue's nursery school. And this, too, was the act of a free man in a free land.
Daddy, I know something.
Well, of course you do. You know many things.
It's something I've learned in nursery school today.
Oh, something new, you must tell me.
Ma, Mishtana.
Huh?
Halala Hazer, Nikol Halalos.
That's very good. You will say it on the Passover when we have our Seder, huh? Do you know what it means?
I think so. Why is this night different from all other nights? Daddy, why is it different?
Oh, listen, my dear. Listen carefully. We were slaves unto Pharaoh in Egypt. Then the Lord, our God, took us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. In every generation, a man must see himself as though he has shared in the Exodus from Egypt. We were once slaves in the house of bondage. Now we are free.
waited for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address and 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Harry Halperin, who currently is celebrating his 25th anniversary as spiritual leader of the East Midwood Jewish Center, Brooklyn, New York. Rabbi Halperin.
Deeply embedded in the soul of every human being is the yearning for freedom. In every age, men have sacrificed and struggled and even died to attain it. The Jewish festival of Passover, which is to be celebrated next week, tells the dramatic story of the redemption of an enslaved people from the hands of an Egyptian tyrant. This ancient story is a timely lesson for our own day. What does freedom mean? It does not mean merely the removal of restraint. Freedom of men to hate and oppress one another is surely not the freedom which we prize. For the Israelites of old, Passover was but the gateway to acceptance of the law, the transition to a life lived according to the highest ethical ideals. We count the days of the 7 weeks between Passover and the festival of Revelation, Shavuos, as if to show the link between freedom and law. Today we see a reborn slavery, the bondage of error and prejudice. There are ominous signs of a lamentable effort to regiment thinking. To sit idly by as bigotry crushes free thought is tantamount to treason against the cause of freedom. The liberation of the Israelites from Egypt has been a source of inspiration to people everywhere and in every age. The design suggested for the first official seal of the United States depicted the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. And the American Negro, yearning to be free, sings, "Let my people go," seeing in Israel's departure from Egypt the pattern of his own redemption. Freedom is not attained in one stroke as a permanent possession. Every age sees new suppressions and recurring enslavement, and man must win freedom anew. The Jew in every age, say the rabbis, must see himself as if he had been redeemed from Egypt. To win in the constant struggle for freedom, one needs free thought and an open mind. As the hero of today's story says, America means freedom, and I think there could be no freedom without knowledge and understanding. This, then, is the message of Passover for our day. May it inspire all of us to work for the dawn of freedom for ourselves and for all mankind.
Thank you, Rabbi Halperin. Our eternal light drama today, City of the Dream, was written by Joseph Mindell. Peter Capel was featured as Jolson, Vina Ray Bernazana, Norman Rose was the narrator. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Kadams. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King, Mel Brand speaking. Free time to present the eternal light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Because of the Passover holidays, the Eternal Light will not be heard. Our regular schedule, Bill, will be resumed after the holiday season. This is the NBC Radio Network.